You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday, marking the end of another Mardi Gras season and ushering in the beginning of Lent. The parades are over and the cleanup has already begun in New Orleans and other areas where thousands upon thousands of Mardi Gras beads were thrown. Some researchers say more than 25 million tons of these plastic baubles were thrown during parades, and many of them wind up in landfills or sewer drains. And because they're plastic and aren't biodegradable, they pose an environmental problem. Well, one biological sciences professor from LSU claims he has discovered a way to make a more earth-friendly, biodegradable Mardi Gras bead made from microalgae.
I have a family friend who lives in New Orleans, and they are the one who want to change the way to celebrate Mardi Gras. They are deeply concerned about the environmental impact on Mardi Gras beads.
That's Dr. Nahiro Kato of LSU. He got the idea for making a more green-like Mardi Gras bead when friends at a party asked him if such a thing was possible.
I'm a plant cell biologist studying how oil accumulate inside microalgae, which is a tiny creatures which you can find at any place in the water body, like rivers and ponds and oceans.
And so he started experimenting with microalgae to see if he could produce enough oil, which is a key ingredient in making plastics.
And then in the lab, we test that, and then surprisingly, it works.
So Dr. Kato took a 16-foot above-ground pool and grew enough microalgae and harvested enough material to make bioplastics. Everything looked great, except...
Soon I learned that it's very challenging to produce biodegradable Mardi Gras beads economically. The biodegradable plastics cost 10 times more than conventional plastics.
But Dr. Kato soon discovered something else about growing microalgae that could solve the financial problem of creating biodegradable plastics.
Microalgae produce not only bioplastic ingredient, but also which called nutraceutical, which is ingredient for the medicines or ingredient for food supplement.
So Dr. Kato has identified a viable market for the extraction of various compounds found in the microalgae that could help offset the costs of making the biodegradable Mardi Gras beads. The nutraceutical industry, which distributes nature-based products for supplements, cosmetics, and food, could benefit from the sourcing of these materials from the microalgae. In fact, one antioxidant called fucoxithin has been shown to have natural anti-cancer properties as well. As of now, Dr. Kato has a patent pending. He's launched a startup called Microalgae LLC. He hopes to get enough investment to ramp up production of microalgae. He's currently in talks with a nutraceutical company and is also awaiting a contract order to begin making biodegradable Mardi Gras beads. He hopes to begin production by this summer. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.